I've never promised to be a stand-up comic, but you have Alan, so that works really well. Anyway, it's great to see so many of you here, and I hope to see many of you on Thursday mornings. I'm going to be teaching a course which is officially called International Financial Policy. A probably more descriptive title would be Macroeconomic and Finance Policy. It's going to be a topics course. It's going to meet once a week, so it's a half course, but it's going to meet once a week all term on Thursday mornings. And even if you, like me, are not a morning person, the material will be really interesting, and so I encourage you to come out anyway. So essentially, international macro, what we are going to talk about is issues which have been so prominent in the global economy. The issues related to external imbalances, exchange rates, financial market crises. There'll be some part of the course, perhaps the first half, where we will focus on developing some basic structural models, because the issues are really complicated. They're all of these different things are interlinked, and having a structure to be able to make sense of that is really important. And then the second part will focus more on topics, and there'll be some opportunity for students to help select which topics, because we will have to be selective since there's so much that we could talk about. I'm particularly interested in exchange rates and exchange rate crises. There'll be some examples from industrial countries, but I do a lot of work on developing countries as well. So there'll be a lot of examples drawn from that. And I have 1 minute left. So as far as the requirements, you should be taking, if you have not already taken, the micro class that you've just heard about. And you should also have some background in macro. If you don't and are willing to work a little harder, I'm not going to say you can't take the course, but it's going to be more challenging. And so if you, for example, are planning to take Catherine Dominguez's macro course, you can take them simultaneously. That's just fine. Or if you've had some exposure to macro in the past, that's going to be really helpful. There will be a project which will be group-based that will enable you to take a look at macro issues and policy issues for a particular country. And there'll also be some practice exercises going forward, perhaps with some problem sets participation. There will be a final at the end. What I tend to do is to give sample questions in advance, so there's lots of time to talk about them, and then there'll be an in-class exam, but that's not really the most important part. It's all the fun topics we'll get to talk about. So